Jamil on the beat. What's going on? What's going on? What's good? Welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Please, please remember to subscribe, like, and review. Unsubscribe, like, review again. Anywhere you can get podcasts. I need to be better in advertising. And I'm trying to figure out more ways to do so. I'm really a novice when it comes to all the ways to get it out there. I'm good at recording and putting it together. But getting it out there has been something I'm learning more and more to do. But I do appreciate the people who are listening, who take the time to holler at your boy and spend some time with me. I greatly appreciate that because we could be doing anything and everything. So for you to take the time to spend about a half an hour or so with me is very much so appreciated. So my phrase of choice today, is the writing is on the wall. The writing is on the wall. And people don't understand what that phrase means. It usually means where it's plain to see, it's clear, it's on the wall, so everybody can see it, it can be known, and you usually know exactly what the intentions are or what's getting ready to go down, whatever is on the wall, figuratively speaking. And when it comes to what's on the wall, now the writing is on the wall, it's what we're dealing with in terms of today, in this modern day, what is going on with one of our major political parties in the United States of America. Now, you've heard me here talk about Republicans and in that nature, but I'm going to dig a little deeper in what we're seeing in terms of why the writing is on the wall when it comes to this modern day Republican Party and what they have decided to do. What they have decided to double down on, what they have decided to say, you know what, this is what it's going to be, the way that we're going to go about doing things. And we're going to figure out a way through numerous of avenues to get what we want, what is ultimately minority rule. And the writing's on the wall. And what I mean by that is that they know. And see, if you think about Republicans, you go back to the Anglo Saxons and the modern day Republican usually is familiar with people of white evangelicals, white Anglo Saxons, WASP, you know, a lot of those type. Not saying there's not black Republicans because they are, there's not black conservatives, they are, but the majority of the Republican Party has been identified in the modern day with usually older, richer, white people, white men more particularly. And for a lot of years, the way of life, the way they want to see things go, over the years, as you see the more diverse as we get as a country, their values or their old way of doing things is being rejected because we're getting more diverse. More and more immigrants, more people are here, more cross, you know, race interrelations in terms of, you know, kids growing up all different races. You know, you got black and white people getting together, or Chinese and white people, German people. I mean, you just have inter ethnicities, races, maybe different races being with one another and stuff of that nature. And you're seeing the change of the demographics, and they see the change of the demographics that are going on in this country. And I had a Daryl Davis. Mr. Daryl Davis was on my podcast not too long ago with a gentleman that infiltrated the KKK and changed so many men over from their racist or hateful views. And because he spent time with them, they changed their ways. And I remember having Daryl Davis on my podcast last year. Want to check that out if you can. It's still available. I think I did it last September. Really, really good pod. And what he talked about was by the year 2042, that it's going to be official in terms of the white people becoming the minority in terms of no longer the majority of people that live in this country will not be white people, Caucasian people. And you have a lot of Caucasian people who are okay with that. But you have a lot as well, and maybe unfortunately even more, that don't like the idea of that. And especially when it comes to men of power and stature. And a lot of those men are men and women who are white that happen to be a part of the Republican Party. And a lot of times you see the Republican Party and what they stand for in terms of against women's reproductive health, against same-sex marriage, all the stuff that this country is going to, they oppose. And see, when that happens, and they oppose, but at the same time, it's coming on strong, it's coming in hot to the point where it has to come to a level of acceptance. No, that's not what they want to do. But they also know that they're in the minority. So they have to figure in their mind, what is it that we have to do? What is it? Do we figure out ways to appeal to the voters, to make our case through our policies, through our ideas, to try to say, hey, the Republican Party, we're here for you guys. This is what we want to do. Here's our ideas. Here's the way we want to go about doing things. Because they say, you know, government, you know, the Republicans, they're about limited government and fiscal, conservative fiscal spending and certain taxation laws that they're about in terms of the heart of the Republican Party. And then I say the question, okay, that's cool. If that's what you're about, now do I agree with that? No. In some areas, no. But that's what you're about, okay. So, if that's what you're about, Republican Party, if you're about those things, where are the policies, the proposals to combat or to address those issues? Not combat. I guess you can fight the issues as well, but to address them at least, to address the issues. Where are your policies? Where are your ideologies? I'll tell you, they don't have any. And what they've made a decision to do, an intentional decision to do, as you can see, as over 350 bills, almost up to 400, I heard was the last number, all over this country of Republican-led legislatures in the state, they're putting in new voter restriction laws. Huh? I'm going to say it again. No ideas about limited government. No ideas about how to have conservative fiscal spending. No ideas about those things that they say is the heart of the Republican Party in terms of helping this country, but doing it in a way that's smart. No, it's about not helping the country and what can we do to keep the money in the pockets of the rich and the ones that donate us. But that's what they want to make you think. That they care about the working class, and they don't. And the situation is, the reason why you see all these voter suppression bills, which they are, because you think about it, all the things that we have going on pressing in this country, especially since the pandemic, and even before that, because I mean, we had a lot of shit going on that needed to be addressed in how this country is, and race relations, and the equality gap and the wealth gap. There's so many other shit that need to be cared for, need to be addressed. But the Republican parties decide in their individual states the most pressing issue that needs to be dealt with, the most pressing issue that is on the top of our agenda, the reason why if we don't deal with it, it's going to shake the Constitution in our country to the very core, it's going to ruin it from the inside out, is new voter restriction laws or voter suppression laws. And then what the Republican Party wants to do and how they've been doing it is off the big lie, saying that we need to have these laws in place because of election integrity. But you can clearly see it had nothing to do with election integrity. The issue is the fact that the amount of people that came out, they weren't inspecting it in terms of people of color who came out and strongly, vehemently rejected Donald Trump by 7 million votes. Electoral College of 306 to 232. They rejected. And they didn't like it. And it's upsetted them. It upset them. It pissed them off because they see the demographic, and this is clear, showing how the demographics are changing. Remember, I said by the year 2042, the great Daryl Davis talked about it, how they're going to switch to a minority. They see the writing on the wall. We see the writing on the wall. They see the writing on the wall. And then we see the writing on the wall, what they're looking to do. And they're making it clear, this is not about appealing to voters, because we know that we can't win based on our agenda. It's unpopular. What person you know that's going to be trying to control women's reproductive rights? What person you know that's not trying to give DC statehood even though they pay taxes? And Republicans come out and say how they're not a working state. Why do you think they're doubling down? They're saying we know the demographic, but we don't give a shit about that. We're not trying to change. We want power, and we want it the way that we want it. So what we're going to do in order to get it, we're going to try to fix the game in our favor. And that is why Democrats have to understand the most important issue right now facing this country is the fact this extreme radical new modern day Republican Party that has literally said that they are no longer a party of logic, facts, truth, none of that shit. They ain't about that no more. They just got rid of the third ranking Republican, Liz Cheney, who happens to be the daughter of Dick Cheney. Even maybe if you go back down the line, even when he was around, it's kind of the reason why that we had Trump that we had today. If you go way back and kind of connect the dots, you can see people like Dick Cheney kind of bred this somebody like Donald Trump to come into place. And that's a whole other podcast for a whole nother day. But Dick Cheney's daughter, entrenched Republican, his daughter, who Liz Cheney, who's voted with Donald Trump over 96% of the time, she has been voted out from her seat as conference chair because of one reason. It's because she refuses to embrace the big lie. Think about that. She didn't get removed because of her lack of work, even though the vote was a lack of confidence vote. And on top of that, it was a voice vote. So instead of having to mark on a ballot who said what, it was by voices, yay or nay. So you can't even tell who voted and who didn't. Cowards. Kevin McCarthy, coward. But the reason why they've had to vote for no confidence in her is not because she has a lack of ability to do her job. Not because of that. It's because she refuses to go along with the big lie. The big lie is the reason why all these Republican legislation-led states are bringing up all these voter suppression bills to make it more difficult for people to vote. Why would you make it more difficult for people to vote when you already saw and you already showed clear that this election was the safest we've ever had in our nation's history? Chris Krebs, Donald Trump's former cybersecurity that he hired to combat this, came out and said this was the safest and most secure election in our country's history. He got fired from it, fired for saying that. You know why? Because it didn't go along with the narrative that Donald Trump and his people literally mudged up because he knew that he was going to lose. So if I'm going to lose, and he knows a lot of people feel or have that same sentiment, because 75 million people voted to keep that racist, orange turd, wannabe autocrat dictator in the White House because they liked the way he made them feel about certain things. Made it feel America was going back to a time where it was our ugliest, but a certain set of people ruled and everybody else was under. Yeah. That's how he made them feel. Why do you think white supremacists rushed the Capitol on January 6th? Why? Why would there be any white supremacist groups at the Capitol on January the 6th? Why do white supremacist groups feel in line with Donald Trump? Why? If this was an Obama situation, you wouldn't see white supremacist groups there trying to rush the Capitol because Obama got cheated. No, you wouldn't see it. You would not see it. But this extreme white supremacist Trumpism has taken over one of our major political parties in this country. And what they're literally trying to do, the writing's on the wall, what they're looking to do. They're not trying to appeal to voters. They're not trying to bring in new voters. They're not trying to state their case of why you should give us an opportunity. No, they know that their agenda and that their policies are unpopular. So the only way they can keep their power as they feel is what? Is to cheat, to rig the system. As Donald Trump always said, it's rigged. No, it wasn't rigged. They're trying to rig it now. And that's why the most important piece of legislation that needs to happen next, yes, infrastructure is important. All those things we need, and we're going to get more bipartisanship with the infrastructure, even though, $800 billion the Republicans proposed, to $4 trillion is a hell of a gap. I heard that Mitch McConnell came out and said he'll approve of an $800 billion plan, but not $4 trillion. Whatever. And man, at the end of the day, we have to understand what is going on. Because infrastructure is well and good. And we need it because we need new roads, new bridges. We need those things. But the most important, what we need now, is the John Lewis Voting Rights Act needs to be passed now. Needs to be focused on now. And I know Joe Biden is trying to give grace and trying to understand ways to be bipartisan and trying to figure out ways we could come up with good deals and good ideas. But at the same time, you have to understand, and Democrats, liberals, people have to understand that we have one political party right now who is saying we don't care about the rule of law. We don't care about democracy. If we don't win our elections, it's because those votes are illegitimate, and this is what we're going to do. And this is why they're passing all these voter suppression laws. They're trying to figure out more and more ways to make it harder for people of color to vote. Because they can make it hard and people just give up. They can get the minority rule that they so much want. And right now, they're making the decision right now to go this Trumpian route because they feel, because what they want to get the power back in the midterms. That's what they want. So they feel like going this way in the short term is going to help them get, because 75 million people voted for Trump, but at the same time, 81 million voted against it. And now, since that happened, now they're trying to have voter restriction laws to make sure that 75 million who vote, the other side doesn't get 75 million, because we're trying to make it more difficult. Not appeal to nobody. Let's make it more difficult. And that's what they're looking to do now. This is what their mission is. And the Democrats need to, and I hope Schumer and Pelosi, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, I hope that they understand and they see what this is. And you have to realize and say, okay, can we, and I say this, and I continually pose this question every week. Can you work with a party that is their ideology? Anti-Democrat, togetherness. I don't know. And I know one thing's anti-Democrat. Anti-democratic. They've always been anti-democrat, but anti-democratic process. They don't believe in fair and free elections, obviously. And for them to come out and say, and Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, they all say that, and Scalise, that we have to make sure that we oppose 100% of the Biden agenda. Why? If they're saying their job is to oppose everything, how the hell do you work with them? Because they're doing everything in bad faith because they want to get this thing back to a minority rule. They see the writing, they see the tea leaves, they see this country being diverse and changing and the demographic changing, and they're going to be the minority. But if they can entrench right now their power by gerrymandering, by these voter restriction laws, by making it more and more tough to the point where they can phase out Democrats from the voting process because they'll control everything. So when 2042 comes up and they're the minority, they'll still have the majority rule. They'll still rule the majority and have this country the way they want it. Or even so, no democratic process. Because right now they're anti-democracy. They just got rid of Liz Cheney because she comes against the big lie that the election was stolen. And it wasn't. It wasn't stolen. And the Republicans know that. They always say if you talk to them behind closed doors, they know it, but they have allowed this extreme radicalism of white supremacists and conspiracy theorists take over their party because instead of shunning them and condemning them, they figure, well, we can go with this boat right now. It may give us a lot of success. And now it's taken over to the point where they look like the people who represent those extremists. Because you tell yourself, if those are the people that you represent and you're not going to denounce that, that must mean you are okay with it. You agree with it. Because Liz Cheney and Kissinger and Mitt Romney, yeah, they're against Trump and they're railing against it, but are you going to still stay Republicans? Because there is no, the Republican Party that they remember is no more. It's not the Republican Party that they know of. It's no more. It's been taken over by white supremacists and radical extremists and conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theorists. It's no more. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz are all over the country right now just spewing disinformation. It's no longer the party of facts, of logic. It's a party of being delusional and trying to push forward to get what they want and try to fear, try to scare and fearmonger as many people as possible to keep them on their side. That's their only job. If we can give off fear and say what's going to happen, even though none of this shit never happens. But people are gullible. Sadly, people are stupid. Even with this gas shortage. Because of the fact that people went out to hoard gas, there became a gas shortage. Even though the Biden administration said, hey, it's okay, don't go hoard gas, people did anyway. Because Republicans say, oh my God, see, they attacked the gas pipeline. It's getting ready to all come down. Go get your gas. Those are the ways they prey on their people to make them be fearful, make them feel as if something's getting ready to go on if we keep going this way. And the only thing it does, it makes them vote against their own self-interest. Because most of the people who are in the Republican Party, who support the Republican Party, they're not rich, poor, middle class, white. They're not top of the 1%, but all the Republican Party cares for is the 1%, showing by their tax cut they made back in 2017. They showed they didn't care about working class when they voted no to the stimulus package, to the American Rescue Plan. When everybody, every family that was eligible got a stimulus check, they voted no to it. That alone, if I'm somebody in their district who's been hurting from the pandemic, but I supported you and you voted no for my family to get aid, what? That right there would have showed me all I needed to know. But the fact of the matter is, it's sad to say it's not. Tucker Carlson, 3 million people a night posing these bullshit questions about vaccines and stuff that has always say studies show and experts say. But he can never tell you who are the experts and show you the fucking studies. But 3 to 4 million people listen to that man every night spew misinformation and bullshit. And that's why we're at a point now where this is what the Republicans want. They want chaos. If they can get chaos and get broken government, they can continue to try to show their case of why, see, this ain't working. This is why we're going to oppose everything. We oppose it. People don't realize and don't study themselves that they're going against their own interests because they're not smart enough. We know what's going on. We'll just oppose everything and let everybody know the reason why we're opposing it, because if we oppose it, This is going to happen. Everything's going to go up in smoke. They're going to arrest pastors. They're going to put you in jail if you say you love Jesus. All that shit. That is what they're looking to do. The writing is on the wall. They see what's going on. They see the demographics changing. And they're trying to get their rule now. And we must understand the most important legislation we have to pass now is the Voting Rights Act. Because if we don't and we allow that plan to work that the Republicans are putting in place, we will be on a road to autocracy. And think about it. What does that look like? A road to autocracy for people of color. I don't want to know. Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And I'm your host, your boy Wes O'Say. Be blessed. Peace.